高中必修课程复习与检测英语试题七第一部分听力理解。做题时，先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。Text 1
That's all right. Miss Lam and I will be staying for 3 nights.
All right. Both of you need to fill out these forms. And how do you wish to pay for your stay?
By credit card.
Text 2.
Hello, Rob.Were you planning on meeting your friends tonight?
No, I was just going to watch some TV.
Well, why don't you do it at my house? I'm going out with my husband, and I don't want to leave the children at home alone.
Okay.
Text 3.
I took lots of photos when we went to the zoo. Here is the best one.
It's a good photo, but you can hardly see the monkey because the elephant's standing in front of it.
Text 4.
You're late again.
Sorry, I was held up.In a traffic jam for half an hour, and then when I got to our company, the car park was full. I think I need to move nearer so I can walk or use my bike.
Text 5.
How do you feel about the oral test?
I couldn't feel better about it. All of the questions were well within my expectation.
Maybe Susan didn't do well in the test. She looks upset.
The teacher got disappointed at her because she didn't do any preparation.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Hi, Jack. How is it going?
This has been a terrible month for me. 3 days ago, I got in a car accident. My car was badly damaged, and I was late for an important appointment.
Oh, that's terrible.
There's more. The day before yesterday, I got a letter from my girlfriend in Paris. She told me she had a new boyfriend. I was expecting her to visit me a week from today.
That's too bad. I can't believe it.
Well, one good thing happened. Her birthday is 2 days from now, but I forgot to send her a present.
Hi, Jack. How is it going?
This has been a terrible month for me. 3 days ago, I got in a car accident. My car was badly damaged, and I was late for an important appointment.
Oh, that's terrible.
There's more. The day before yesterday, I got a letter from my girlfriend in Paris. She told me she had a new boyfriend. I was expecting her to visit me a week from today.
That's too bad. I can't believe it.
Well, one good thing happened. Her birthday is 2 days from now, but I forgot to send her a present. What can I do for you, ma'am?
Well, I'm here to pick up the car. I booked it last Monday. My name is Dewida DeLong.
What kind of car was that, Miss DeLong? I can't put my hands on it here.
It's a fashionable car.
Is it possible the car was booked under someone else's name?
I don't think so. Isn't this the Birdolf agency?
No, ma'am. This is Sunshine. Birdolf is next door.
Oh, thanks. Sorry.
What can I do for you, ma'am?
Well, I'm here to pick up the car. I booked it last Monday. My name is Dewida DeLong.
What kind of car was that, Miss DeLong? I can't put my hands on it here.
It's a fashionable car.
Is it possible the car was booked under someone else's name?
I don't think so. Isn't this the Birdolf agency?
No, ma'am. This is Sunshine. Birdolf is next door.
Oh, thanks. Sorry.
Do you know why Ms. Sato called a meeting for 11? I thought she was leaving for Chicago this morning.
She was, but she put off her trip a couple of days. She's not happy with the plan we put together, and she said she couldn't possibly present that in Chicago today. So she called a meeting this morning to talk to us about it.
I hope the meeting will be short. I have to meet a customer at 12 for lunch on the other side of the town, and I have to leave the office by 11:30 at the latest.
Well, I'm sure that Ms. Sato will let you go early if you tell her about the situation before the meeting starts.
I will have a try. Do you know why Ms. Sato called a meeting for 11? I thought she was leaving for Chicago this morning.
She was, but she put off her trip a couple of days. She's not happy with the plan we put together, and she said she couldn't possibly present that in Chicago today. So she called a meeting this morning to talk to us about it.
I hope the meeting will be short. I have to meet a customer at 12 for lunch on the other side of the town, and I have to leave the office by 11:30 at the latest.
Well, I'm sure that Ms. Sato will let you go early if you tell her about the situation before the meeting starts.
I will have a try.
Mrs. Green Personnel, can I help you?
Yes, my name is James Ward. I'm ringing about your advertisement for accountants in yesterday's evening paper. I'd like to apply for a position as an accountant.
Good. Could I ask how old you are?
I'm 26.
And what education have you got?
I majored in accounting. I've got a master's degree in business administration and papers in accounting and finance.
I see. And what university were you at?
I've just graduated from London University.
Well, we also need two references. Could you send them over?
Okay. By email or by fax?
No, by post. Now, today is the 24th October, and we would like you to come in for a first interview fairly soon. How about 3 o'clock next Monday afternoon?
Well, that's the 29th. Yes, that's fine.
Okay, just come to the reception and ask for me, Mrs. Green.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Green. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mrs. Green Personnel, can I help you?
Yes, my name is James Ward. I'm ringing about your advertisement for accountants in yesterday's evening paper. I'd like to apply for a position as an accountant.
Good. Could I ask how old you are?
I'm 26.
And what education have you got?
I majored in accounting. I've got a master's degree in business administration and papers in accounting and finance.
I see. And what university were you at?
I've just graduated from London University.
Well, we also need two references. Could you send them over?
Okay. By email or by fax?
No, by post. Now, today is the 24th October, and we would like you to come in for a first interview fairly soon. How about 3 o'clock next Monday afternoon?
Well, that's the 29th. Yes, that's fine.
Okay, just come to the reception and ask for me, Mrs. Green.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Green. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。Langston Hughes was born in Missouri in 1902, but was raised by his grandmother after his parents separated. When not living with his grandmother, he traveled with his mother from town to town. While living in Ohio in his early teenage years, Langston Hughes wrote a number of poems in rhyme, and his eighth grade class elected him as the class poet.He moved to Mexico after high school and wrote The Negro Speaks of Rivers in 1921. It expressed his sadness at the endless hardship of the people of his race. In 1926, Langston Hughes published his first poetry, The Very Blues. In the early 1930s, Hughes traveled to the Soviet Union, Japan, and Haiti. After many travels, he returned to Harlem.To make it his home, which is an area of New York City in the northeast Manhattan where many African American people live. He wrote one of his most famous poems, Harlem, in 1951. 10 years later, he published Black Nativity, which caused public arguments about race relations. He died in 1967. Many people refer to Langston Hughes as the most famous black poet.Due to his influence on African American literature.
Longston Hughes was born in Missouri in 1902, but was raised by his grandmother after his parents separated. When not living with his grandmother, he traveled with his mother from town to town. While living in Ohio in his early teenage years, Longston Hughes wrote a number of poems in rhyme, and his 8th grade class elected him as the class poet. He moved to Mexico after high school and wrote The Negro Speaks of Rivers in 1921. It expressed his sadness at the endless hardship of the people of his race. In 1926, Longston Hughes published his first poetry, The Very Blues. In the early 1930s, Hughes traveled to the Soviet Union, Japan, and Haiti. After many travels, he returned to Harlem to make it his home, which is an area of New York City in the northeast of Manhattan where many African American people live. He wrote one of his most famous poems, Harlem, in 1951. 10 years later, he published Black Nativity, which caused public arguments about race relations. He died in 1967. Many people refer to Longston Hughes as the most famous black poet due to his influence on African American literature.录音内容结束。